Michael.
And so on the same day it happened that Sarah, the daughter of Raguel, in Rages, a city of the Medes, also heard a reproach from one of her father's servant maids. For she had been given to 7 husbands, and a demon named Asmodeus had killed them as soon as they had approached her. Therefore, when she corrected the maid for her fault, she answered her, saying, "May we never see son or daughter from you upon the earth, you murderess of your husbands. Would you also kill me, just as you have already killed 7 husbands? At these words, she proceeded to an upper room of her house, and for 3 days and 3 nights she did not eat or drink, but continuing in prayer with tears, she beseeched God so that he would liberate her from this reproach. And it happened on the 3rd day, while she was completing her prayer, blessing the Lord, that she said, 'Blessed is your name, O God of our fathers, who, though you have been angry, will show mercy. And in time of tribulation, you dismiss the sins of those who call upon you. To you, O Lord, I turn my face. To you, I direct my eyes. I beg you, O Lord, that you may absolve me from the chains of this reproach, or at least take me away from the earth. You know, O Lord, that I have never coveted a husband, and I have preserved my soul clean from all impure desire. I have never mingled myself with those who play, and I have not presented myself as a participant with those who walk with levity. But I consented to accept a husband in your fear, not in my lust. And either I was unworthy of them, or they perhaps were not worthy of me, for perhaps you have preserved me for another husband. For your counsel is not within the ability of man. But all who worship you are certain of this, that one's life, if it should be tested, shall be crowned, and if it should be in tribulation, shall be delivered, and if it should be corrected, shall be permitted to approach your mercy. For you are not delighted with our perdition, for after a storm you create tranquility, and after tears and weeping you pour out exaltation. May your name, O God of Israel, be blessed forever.' At that time, the prayers of them both were heard in the sight of the glory of the Most High God. And the holy angel of the Lord, Raphael, was sent to care for both of them, whose prayers were recited at the same time in the sight of the Lord. Therefore, when Tobit considered that his prayer was heard, so that he might be able to die, he called his son Tobias to him. And he said to him, 'My son, hear the words of my mouth and set them like a foundation in your heart. When God will receive my soul, bury my body, and you shall honor your mother all the days of her life. For you are obliged to be mindful of what great perils she suffered because of you in her womb.